Offer a guaranteed personality. market. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer. Guaranteed personality. I'm now lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. Special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost.
Scientifically literate, the world looks very different to you, and that understanding empowers you.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
We can do science, and with it, we can improve our lives.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
The story of humans is a story of ideas that shine light into dark corners.
Scientists love mysteries. They love not knowing.
I don't feel frightened by not knowing things. I think it's much more interesting.
There's a larger universal reality of which we are all a part.
The further we probe into the universe, the more remarkable are the discoveries we make.
The quest for the truth in and of itself is a story that's filled with insights.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
We can do science, and with it, we can improve our lives.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
The story of humans is a story of ideas that shine light into dark corners.
From our lonely point in the cosmos, we have, through the power of thought, been able to peer back to a brief moment after the beginning of the universe.
I think that science changes the way your mind works, to think a little more deeply about things.
Science replaces private prejudice with publicly verifiable evidence.
There's real poetry in the real world. Science is the poetry of reality.
We can do science, and with it, we can improve our lives.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Since a prehistoric cages and the something great. Want you to get and make it away. So many lies, so many lies, so many. You broke another mirror.
sort of pieces. You just sit there wishing you could still make love. They're the ones who hate you when you think you got the world. Oh, sisters. They're the ones who spit at you.
Why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you've still got your words and you've got your friends. Walking on to another day. Work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Oh, float on, maybe, would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Well, I float on, maybe, would you understand? Get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. I like songs about drifters, books about the same. The boys in the main feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? Against the lights, adding the breeze to the summer nights. Outside water like air was great. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plane. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know you're starting over, it's not what life is about.
but my thoughts will say. Sir, this is Ron Newman. What did you say your name was?
Marlon.
Marlon?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marlon. I just want to point this out, that it was very stupid for you to give us those numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not the corporate office.
Alright.
Yeah, why would you do that? Can I just ask you, like, we've done this, you know, a couple times now, and we do it for jokes, because it's funny. But the thing is, like, why do you guys do it? Do you really think that we're the corporate office and you just don't question it?
Well, the thing is, I've been giving you guys fake numbers.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. We're going to try them. We'll prove it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to. It's going to be funny.
All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, dude, but seriously, do you just not care about, like, your customer's information security?
Everything you love,
I don't think he gave us fake numbers.
I don't believe he gave us fake numbers either. They always say that, but... All right, we're going to start with Juliana, who was a pickup.
Ooh.
How do you want to play this one? Do you want to take it?
No, call it again. It didn't work.
No, I didn't. I didn't actually dial it, buddy.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, shit. He didn't give us fake numbers.
I don't believe he did.
No,
I don't believe it.
No.
But, yeah. How do you want to play this one? You could hate on her. Or hit her.
This is a science show. She's going to do some science.
Oh, yeah, true. That was your plan. All right. Well, we'll get started with some science, guys. That's we're gonna push the envelope of human knowledge tonight. Not really any time for an introduction, but normally there will be one.
Yeah. So we couldn't just, you know, come over here with that. Okay. I'll shut up.
It's all you, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is John Harlem, and I'm calling from the corporate office of Pizza Hut.
Hello?
Hi, this is John Harlem. Hello?
Who are you calling to?
I'm calling from the pizza place you just ordered your pizza at.
Hold on just a second, please.
Okay, please use a better phone. Oh, motherfucker. Hello? I'm not drunk. Hello?
I am, a little bit.
Yeah?
Hi, this is John Holm, and I'm calling from the pizza place you just ordered your pizza from.
Yes.
Have you eaten your pizza yet, ma'am?
I got my pizza, yes.
Oh, you ate it, though.
No, the problem was, it's not because I waited. It was because the guy that was making another pizza, he just ignored me. I was like, hello, hi, and he didn't even turn to acknowledge that I was there.
Well, ma'am, it is our corporate policy to ignore Hispanics.
Sorry, that was the guy who was making the pizzas. Ma'am, unfortunately, there was a bit of a problem when you when we made your pizza.
Uh-huh.
Are you near a sink right now, ma'am?
What?
Are you near a sink?
Oh, fuck you. I have more things to do than...
No, ma'am. Ma'am? Hold on.
What?
Are you near a sink? Something with water?
No, I'm not.
We need to do a quick test, ma'am. I apologize. I don't know why you went off on me like that. Ma'am?
Because you said you have to ignore Hispanics, right?
No, ma'am. That was never said. No. That was never said, ma'am. He said he
I'm
has to...
I'm not near a sink. I'm not near water.
Are you not? Are you near any liquids?
What? What do you want?
We need to do a quick test on your pizza.
No. The pizza's gone.
You ate the pizza.
No, I threw it away.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, why is that?
Because I took one bite and I didn't like it.
Oh. Well, is there a possibility I could get you to come back and maybe we'll give you a better pizza? Well, that's good, because we don't serve Hispanics anyways.
Yeah, but, it's our corporate policy to ignore Hispanics. she didn't like that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with Chris. Clearly not Hispanic.
Yum, yum. No, can't add jizz anymore in the science mix.
Yeah, apparently jizz is crossing the line.
Yeah, apparently that's... Sex is too much, guys.
Yeah, you can't talk about the sexual fluids.
Nah, too much, guys. Can't handle it.
All right, calling Chris, and he got a delivery. You take this one, too. I'm doing stuff.
Okay.
And we'll add narwhal after this.
Probably.
This is a bit too much of a sausage fest.
Where's Sherlock these days?
Very good question.
Hi, this is John Hallman. I'm calling from the pizza place you just ordered your pizza at.
No, I think you have the wrong number.
No, is this Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just ordered a pizza?
No.
Oh, well, we have your phone number on record as ordering a pizza.
What pizza? From who?
From the pizza place, of course.
What company? Pizza?
Yes.
Pizza? I ordered it. I mean, I did, but I received it already.
Yeah, no, we're calling in regards to that pizza. Have you
eaten sorry. It? I thought you were trying to deliver it. I was like, no.
Oh, no. Have you eaten that pizza yet?
Yeah.
So it's all gone.
I'm with it.
No, not really. Is it all gone? We need to do a quick test on it.
Okay, yeah.
Do you still have the box?
No.
Gosh. I'm going to lose my job over this. Okay, do you have the jalapeno pepper, maybe?
No.
From the box? Oh, my God.
Sir, is that
wait, what
a
are
pizza
you,
left?
Either. What are you trying to do?
Oh, God.
Sir, we're worried about the sanitation with the dough. Is there any pizza left, even a single slice?
Yeah.
Okay, much is left? How much pizza?
2 slices.
Okay, are you at your home right now?
No, I'm at work.
So do you have the pizza with you?
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm going to need you to do is take those final 2 slices, okay?
I need you to take one to a sink?
And one to the toilet.
Why?
We're going to need you to throw them in there. We're going to have to perform some tests to ensure that your dough is not tainted. It's very important that you cooperate with us, sir.
Yeah, but that works, so I can't.
Well, sir, it's crucial.
It's crucial.
Huh?
Sir, it's crucial that you do this for us.
Well, if anything's honest, then I'll get sick and I know.
Well, sir, can we be honest with you for a sec?
I'll take this number, I guess.
Sir, we're actually the delivery drivers.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name's Ron Newman. I was actually the delivery driver. This is John Hallman. He's just a coworker of mine. He makes the pizzas.
Ron Newman, wasn't Ron Newman who delivered it?
It should have been. I mean, I've been using a fake employee number in a couple instances. But, basically what I did was I went and spoke with one of your managers, like your higher-ups, and I told them that you were saying sexual things to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know that. Yeah. Yeah, I told them that you were making sexual lewd comments about my sexual organs at me.
Wasn't, but okay.
Well, no, I told them that, though, and you're in trouble now.
Okay, but...
I'm
going
to try to get
so
you fired because you slapped my employee's ass.
Yeah, and you didn't tip me well enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with your broke ass.
Yep.
I mean, I guess that's a lot of money at the trailer park that you live in, but, you know, around here that shit doesn't fly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
So I told your manager that you touch kids.
Okay. I got touched in the store, so...
Hey, he believed me.
Fucking job.
Sir, can Ken lick your butthole?
Yes.
Yes. You can?
You can.
Yes.
Sir, do you want to prank call the other customers with us?
Sure.
Okay, well...
After work.
Okay, come on, we're back in a couple minutes.
What time do you get out of work?
Huh?
What time do you get out of work?
Yeah, I'm off by 9.
Well, where are you at? Where are you located?
I don't want to tell you that.
Well, it's California, isn't it?
He's in San Francisco.
Huh? Yeah, you're in California. That's too far, man. We're not in California.
Oh, sucks. Can't have fun with you guys, then.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, you can. We'll call you later.
Well, no, I'm going to be asleep, dude. That's too bad for me. All right. We love you.
It's true. You have a long day tomorrow. I'll probably call him later.
He wasn't having it.
No, he wasn't. Oh, well, I'll just call the next one. We'll make him do science.
We still have 12 more.
Yes, we do. The fact is, I gave you fake numbers. Well, Mr. Employee, those aren't fake numbers. Unless we're calling your entire staff.
You know what, Ken? Fine. We're doing call-ins, but just Ken and Narwhal.
Oh, fuck that. Ken's not allowed on the show. Oh, fuck. We're already out of Ken. I'm gonna kick that. I'm gonna let him get on, and then I'm gonna kick him.
And then invite Narwhal, please.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4-1.
Move Ken. Oh, fuck yeah, Ken. I can't remove him from the group.
Nope.
Damn it. Ew, fuck yeah.
Damn it, Ken. Pick up what we call you.
Piece of shit. I gotta poop here soon, so you better answer.
Invite Narwhal.
Fine. Alright, call the next guy. I do have to poop, though.
I'm the only one that hangs up on John.
Fucking call him back. Call him back. You don't hang up on John Holloman.
He said he has to go take a dump. You don't want to interfere with that, you know?
I don't give a shit. I gotta poop too, actually.
But invite Narwhal, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Alright. Hurry the fuck up. Hurry up.
I'm gonna take a 2-minute poop while you do the next call.
She's not showing up in my list here for some reason. Interesting.
Call the next one.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck you, Narwhal.
Yeah, fuck you, Narwhal. Poopy head. Goddamn poopy head.
Oh, she's there. Somehow.
Hey.
Shh. Hush.
I'm here.
Don't say things.
So I'll do your gangster thing.
Hello? Hello, sir?
Hello?
Hello, sir. Is this Sam?
Pardon?
Is this Sam? You were at our store earlier. You were picking up a pizza. This is the pizza.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, sir. This is Ron Newman calling from the pizza.
Calling for what?
Calling from the pizza.
Can you speak a little louder into the phone? I can't hear you.
Yeah, sir. I'm calling from the pizza. This is Ron Newman. Sir, take the jizz out of your ears and listen.
Pardon?
Take the jizz out of your ears and listen, sir. This is Ron Newman. I'm calling
Who's
from the
calling?
Pizza. This is Ron Newman. Ron Newman.
Okay.
Yes, you picked up a pizza here earlier, sir.
I did?
Yes. Yes, your name is Sam and you picked up a pizza.
Are you saying pizza?
Yeah, you came and you picked up a pizza.
What about it?
Yeah, well, we kind of have these pranksters working at our store. They're just a couple of jokesters, you know. They smoke weed behind the store, and we can't really fire them because they're affirmative action hires. They're minorities, and they're the only ones that we have that were available to work. They've kind of been, I guess you could say, urinating in the sauce today. And I just found this out. Did your pizza sauce taste like, you know, human urine at all?
We must have a bad connection.
Yeah, sir. Basically what I'm telling you is that there's urine in your pizza.
From what company?
Pizza Hut.
Oh, okay. What about the pizza now?
Yeah, some of our employees were urinating in the sauce bucket. They peed in the sauce. So, you know, that's... I mean, did your pizza taste like human pee?
You said there's something wrong with the pizza?
Yeah, somebody peed in it. They peed in your sauce.
Peed in it?
Yeah, they peed in the sauce. I'm sorry that you can't hear that over your Boost mobile phone.
What was this?
This was earlier today. Apparently they did it in the morning.
You mean you said today?
Yeah, today, this morning. So all the customers, they had, you know, I think the test came back 30% urine by volume.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so you ate human urine on your pizza.
Pardon?
Yeah, you ate human pee on your pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, they urinated in the sauce trough.
Okay.
Yeah. Did it taste funny at all?
I didn't eat it.
It tasted normal?
I didn't eat it. It wasn't for me.
You did? Well, who ate it?
Friends.
Your friends? Why would you? You don't eat pizza?
Them, yeah.
Oh, well, can you ask your friends? Are they around?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. Uh-huh.
Sir, the other thing that they did was they took the cheese bucket as well. We have two buckets. We never really change them. We just keep the sauce and the cheese and, you know, these two big buckets and leave it out, you know, room temperature. And they took rat feces and they mixed that in with the cheese.
Are they angry with somebody?
Yeah, so there was feces and pee in your pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually this girl, Narwhal. She kind of has problems. She's funny in the head.
Okay, I won't see my friends until tomorrow, and I'll tell them.
Okay. Yeah, and don't order pizza from here again.
Okay.
Yeah, sir, what ethnicity are you?
Huh?
What ethnicity are you? You sound like you might be an illegal immigrant.
That happened to what?
Yeah, are you an illegal immigrant, sir? Are you legal? Do you have a green card?
Do I have a green card?
Yes, yes. What is your ethnicity? What color are you?
Oh, I'm African-American.
What's that?
Huh?
What did you say? I didn't hear you. It sounded like you had a penis in your mouth. Sir, I need to know if you're a minority or not.
Yeah.
You're a minority?
Ron, we can't serve you. Maybe.
Yeah. Sam, I got to level with you here. We don't actually cater to minorities at our Pizza Hut.
You guys have too many needs.
Yeah.
You guys rob us too often.
And the thing is, if Immigration Services came to Pizza Hut and saw that we were serving illegal, like, Mexicans such as yourself, who don't contribute anything to society and are just leeches, I mean, that'd be very bad. That would reflect poorly on our business. Wouldn't you agree, ma'am?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll call my friend tomorrow when I see them.
Yeah, don't call Pizza Hut ever again, though, or come back.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, don't ever come back to Pizza Hut, though. Any Pizza Hut, not just our location.
Yep.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah, minorities are not welcome at Pizza Hut.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Yeah, but, you know, we are going to deliver in a couple minutes here a free complimentary 2-liter bottle of Hitler Did Nothing Wrong for your trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Does that work for you?
Pardon?
Yeah, hang up the phone, sir. This is getting boring now. Hang up the phone.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hang up the phone.
Hey, what's your friend's number so we can call him?
He hung up.
Oh, damn.
Narwhal, why would you piss in the sauce bucket?
I'm so sorry. I couldn't hold it.
Fair enough.
I'm going to be upset about it, though. Honestly. I'm going to be upset about it.
Now we can call Mario, who was also a pickup.
Yeah.
This is all you, Narwhal.
No.
Narwhal. Say cusses at him.
No. I'm gonna get dessert.
No. Stay.
You're doing this call.
I will kick you out of this call, I swear to God.
Like last time?
Yeah, just like last time. But this time I'll mean it. Damn it, Narwhal.
Can.
Yep, Operation Go Poop is finished.
Yep. Did you do it with a sauce bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I told you I was just going to cut a hole in this fucking chair and put a bucket underneath it.
I think that person hung up on us. I think they heard that chatter.
That's what you get for yelling at me.
Well, that's what I think of that. We're calling Gary.
Gary?
Yeah, Gary got a delivery.
Call that minority back. It'll be the racist show.
Yeah, we did get a little racist there. I mean, I did.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hello?
Yeah, ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Is Gary there? Gary, he ordered the pizza. This is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the pizza.
Make her do science. Is she here? Ma'am?
Yeah, they're there. Yeah, she's getting Gary. They sound like rednecks. I'm going to actually try to do a wind-up. We don't do enough of that. And that's something I need practice with.
Make her do science, though. This is a science show, Dan.
They hung up.
Call that bitch back.
Yeah, you're right.
I could tweet Mr. Technical Difficulty and try to get him to be a guest on our show tomorrow. That'd be fucking amazing. Everybody tweet. It's at Loch Ness Monster. I'll write it in. Everybody tweet that. Try to get him on the show tomorrow. Tweet him a million times. Just every couple minutes, just send him another tweet and be like, hey,
ma'am,
be a guest on Ice Goose's show.
Motherfucker.
With Sloth and the faggot game.
Alright, we're calling Sean, who was also picked up.
Are you even there?
I'm here.
Sloppy poo.
I'm here.
Sloth, I don't hear you. I can see your thing lighting up, but I can't hear you.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem, because it's definitely registering on the stream.
It's bad. Sloppy poo?
Yeah, I'm going to kick you, Ice Goose.
Alright, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to kick you.
So I think my headphones broke.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just kick you now. Alright. They were calling Sean. He was a pickup. And this one is definitely all you, Narwhal. You gotta go for the gold. We only got 20 listeners. We need to do something big here.
Rusty wants more. Yeah, I gotta get a new headphone.
Yeah, everybody wants to hear more Narwhal.
Wait, what?
Say things, Narwhal.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 41.
Ah! What's up?
Things.
Fair enough. Yeah, Captain Rusty says that he's sexually attracted to you. Like in a predatory fashion, though. Not like in a romantic way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually saw an episode of To Catch a Predator the other night. That was some funny shit.
Yeah, is this Matt?
This is?
Yeah, this is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the pizza. You picked up a pizza?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of a problem with the pizza. I just found this out from my supervisor.
Picked up a pizza from Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, we have this guy, Ken Kniff from Connecticut. He's been making the pizzas. He apparently, dipped his testicles into the sauce bucket today.
Really?
Yeah, this morning. So, did you happen to find any pubes, like, between your teeth, any pubic hair? When you were eating a pizza?
No, I didn't, but I'll, why are you calling me to, ask me all this?
For the purpose of full disclosure, sir, it's very important that we let you know.
I'm probably going to sue Pizza Hut then.
Well, sir, I mean, you probably can't afford a lawyer. I mean, let's be real about it. I mean, you're eating a Pizza Hut. It's not like you have a lot of money.
Well, I know people that have a lot of money.
No, you don't. Sir. So basically, what we can do for you, though, is offer you 6% off of your next order of $30 or more at our Pizza Hut. Does that work for you?
No.
Why not?
Because that's ridiculous.
Well, okay. What if we fired Ken? Would that...
I wouldn't really do anything, really.
Well, why not?
Because this is the most ridiculous call I've ever heard in my whole life.
I understand, sir, but the other thing that he did was I don't want to tell you this because you're already getting hostile with me, and I think that's a little bit out of line.
Well, you just called and told me that I ordered Pizza Hut, and some dude dipped his testicles in the tomato sauce.
Yeah, I mean, sir, would you prefer that I not tell you? I mean, you ate it.
Yeah, I did eat it, but I mean, I've eaten a lot. But go ahead.
Okay, so what he did was he went and he urinated in the bathroom, all right, in the toilet, not in the urinal. And then he took a small plastic cup, an 8-ounce cup, and he dipped that in there, filled it up, and then dumped that in the pizza sauce as well. So I guess the second question for you is, did the pizza sauce taste at all like a mixture of toilet water and human urine?
No, I mean, the pizza tastes like fucking normal pizza taste.
Okay, well, sir, you don't need to cuss at me about it, alright?
I didn't really cuss at all.
Yeah, sir, you said the,
one curse word.
You said the F word.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I don't appreciate that language. I mean, I understand this is kind of a, bad situation, but you gotta understand where I'm coming from with this. It's not like I made Ken do it.
You didn't make Ken do it.
But, yeah.
Correct. But you're trying to tell me that I couldn't afford a lawyer to do anything, and you like degraded. Like,
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said no, I could not afford a lawyer and everything else. So, and I do know people with money. So I don't know where you come across. You did inform me with this knowledge. I don't know who you are.
Well, my name is Ron Newman, sir. I'm calling from the pizza.
Are you an attorney, or who are you?
Why would I be an attorney? That doesn't make any sense. No,
you're calling me from Pizza Hut. Correct?
Yeah, I'm the general manager for the pizza.
On Mission Street?
Yes.
Alright, well, there's going to be probably some problems there around your area.
Are you threatening me, sir?
Not at all.
Well,
I'm paying for your store.
Oh, well, how so? You don't sound like a very popular man. I don't think you could really.
Popular man? I don't know you, and you don't know me. So
yeah,
don't
I mean,
me that was
my implication there. I don't know you, so I mean, I doubt word of mouth from this incident is going to be that bad because of you.
Well, I just know I work at a place that does have come from a lot of money, and when the fellow employees hear the fact that you just called to inform me on like a nice behalf, like I appreciate your.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there are a lot of employees at the gas station.
No, buddy, I appreciate it. Now that you informed me that, I don't want your like percentage off or whatever. Like, you better get like pizza for fucking. Use it for my brunch. I'm English. I'm American, but. If you're going to inform somebody, like, they just ate fucking, like, testified pizza,
Well, okay, sir. I mean, you could tell everybody at the trailer park, but I got to be honest. We don't get a lot of business.
Dude, you may live in San Francisco, and you may, like, be in a yuppity-yuppity-who. You're a manager at fucking Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I know. I make six figures.
I know.
Yeah, I know you now.
Your store, whatever, like, alright. It doesn't even matter. Alright. Your whole store may be closing.
Sir, my store is not going to close. I can assure you that much.
I actually, my boss was.
I don't think a single gas station employee is going to be able to close our store.
All right. Sorry, I put you on speakerphone, but what?
Yeah, I couldn't hear your friend. It sounded like he was, you know, giving somebody a blowjob.
Yes, I'm from the South, and I know, like, hearing where you're from, like, that kind of language is like, appropriate, but where I'm from, it's not.
Okay. Well, I mean,
don't. I may be like coming from like have some aggression because you just informed me of what you informed me. But for you being the person to inform me my information, for you to say that, it's messed up.
Are you? Is it because you're inbred and you have like latent anger issues?
Dude, this is the craziest conversation I've ever had in my whole life. You. Calling me an inbred. I work like right around the corner.
I'll come to the store tomorrow. Sir,
if you want to say that again.
Sir,
I'll have cops there with you. If you want to come at me with that some shit, call me an inbred because I said it's from the South. I will be at the store tomorrow. I work at 8 o'clock, like right around the corner.
At the gas station.
Sir, say that again.
At the gas station.
No. I don't work at the gas station. I'm not going to tell you where I work because it's a fucking like a place. But I work right around 29th Street.
You work at a place? Right, that's pretty amazing.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you work at a place. You're very articulate, sir.
Very articulate. Motherfucker, yep. I'm in the South. I'll take a part right there. Dude. I live in fucking... You're tripping. I'll come to your place tomorrow. What's your name again?
My name is Ron Newman, sir.
Ron Newman.
Yeah, and I really don't appreciate your attitude. I mean, I'll be honest, it'll be a cold day in hell before I take this from, you know, a southerner, you know, inbred.
Inbred. Are you from California?
Yes, sir.
So I got two dads.
You have two dads?
Yeah, absolutely.
That sucks, faggot.
That sucks.
Are you for or against gay marriage?
Where I'm from, I grew up in a place where there's a bunch of hatred and everything else from shit that from half people from the West Coast haven't even experienced. I have hate, like, there's hatred in the South for fucking numerous things.
Oh, yeah, that's because most of the people there are inbred and have aggression problems. It's a statistic fact, I mean.
Oh, man. I'm going to get off the phone right now, but I'm just going to come to the store tomorrow.
Well, sir, can I tell you something honestly? Yeah, sir, can I level with you, though, for a minute?
Sure, please.
Yeah, A, it was stupid of you to fly off the handle. B, my second point is that I'm actually a prank caller and I don't even work for Pizza Hut.
And what are you calling me for?
For fun.
Did it hang up?
No.
It's again, you piece of shit. Did you like my balls in your sauce?
Yeah. He's still there?
Yeah, I mean, it's Ronnie.
Who's Ronnie?
John, you know me.
John who?
John.
Come on,
man, you know me. It's John and Chris.
Who?
John and Chris, we're calling you.
Your friends told us to call you, man, come on.
I don't know John or Chris.
Come on.
He doesn't know what's going on. He's fucking hoagie slapping his buddy over there.
Dude, we met like 3 weeks ago. You gave me your number.
Where?
We were at a party, I think, at Tina's. Put your buddy on the phone. Who's your buddy? Who's your buddy back there? Yeah, from Florida.
Chris who?
Chris Gaynor. I'm Jay's brother.
Jay
Gaynor, I'm his brother.
I don't know.
Who's your buddy in the background there? Can I speak with him?
No. Who are you?
My name's John Hall, and I'm calling from the pizza place you bought your pizza at.
Well, shit, dude. Fuck off.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Sir.
You can't do shit.
I don't appreciate the cussing.
No, well, it's too sheltered for them.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. They were drunk. I enjoyed that.
The background
going off the fucking wall.
Who is?
The inn is pretty mad that I'm stealing his place.
Yeah, well, the inn, you never actually had a place in the faggot gang. Not to say that Narwhal does yet, but...
No, she hasn't earned her right yet.
Alright, so this is Sue. She had carry out and Narwhal. If you want to get in the faggot gang, you're going to have to make this a successful call.
I don't know what to say.
Well, tell her your name is Narwhal, but say it quick and kind of under your breath so she just ignores it. And say something about Ken, you know, things that he might have done to the pizza. Vulgar sexual thing.
You may not know this, but when the pizza's done, I like to rub my dick cheese all over the crust to add flavoring.
I can't say that.
Well, yeah, she can't cuss because her parents will beat her. Tell them that... Well, use, like, medical terminology. Urine, feces, that sort of thing.
Oh my gosh.
Your parents can't get mad about that. Tell them you were working on health class stuff.
I was licking my hand and then I was spreading their pizza around or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom, didn't wash my hands, and came back and made their pizza.
No, he took a cup, he dipped it in the sauce bucket, and make sure you refer to it as a bucket, and then he put it in his mouth, he gargled it, and then spit it back out onto the pizza.
Okay.
You can say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Sue. And don't give her an inch. At most, offer her 6% off her next order of, like, $30 or more.
Enjoy this Verizon Ring back going while your party is sweet.
Give her a free pizza. It's such a fancy.
Yes.
What?
And tips the driver.
We need to end this madness.
Hi, this is Melissa. I can't pick up my phone.
Melissa? Okay, Natasha, also carry out.
Hey, Sloth, I'm adding a bunch of 7-Eleven numbers. Do you want them formatted with the plus one or not?
Yes, please.
Okie dokie.
All right, Narwhal, get ready.
I'm so ready.
This is your time to shine. You become a man on this day.
A man?
Yes, a real man. We're going to have a bar mitzvah.
We're sorry.
Jesus Christ.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
I don't think I'm supposed to make calls because every time I try to make a call, something happens.
Listen, fatalism is a stupid concept and it's not a thing, so you shouldn't look for signs and stuff. All right. This is Anna, and this was... Delivery.
God, the Anna is such a douche, honestly. I'm so happy he left. What a faggot.
Hello?
Hi, is this Anna?
Yeah?
You ordered a pizza earlier from the pizza place? The Pizza Hut?
Yes.
I'm Narwhal calling, and there seems to be a problem with your pizza. It seems that one of our workers, Ken, actually took a cup, dipped it into the pizza sauce, poured it in his mouth, gargled it, and spit it back in. So, I'm just calling to let you know about that, and don't worry, we'll give you a discount for about 6% off your next order from Pizza Hut.
Oh, what really happened?
One of our workers, Ken, actually dipped the cup into the pizza sauce, poured it in his mouth, gargled it, and then spit it back into the bucket.
Who?
One of our workers, he actually makes the pizza.
Uh-huh.
So we're calling to let you know, just to inform you about that, and we'll give you a discount on your next pizza.
So, but is he, what, he put the sauce in his mouth by accident, or what?
What?
What did you say that happened?
He took a cup, dipped it into the pizza bucket, gargled what was in the cup, and spit it back into the pizza bucket. And they use that sauce on your pizza.
Uh-huh. So he's not sick or anything?
No. He's racist, actually. It's because you're Hispanic.
Okay. Hold on. Can you explain this to my daughter, please?
What?
Can you explain this to my daughter?
Yes. Put it on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Pizza Hut. My name is Nala, and we were just calling to inform you that one of our workers, his name is Ken, he seemed to have dipped a cup into the pizza sauce bucket and gargled it and then spit it back into the sauce, which they used on your pizza. So we're calling, we'll give you about 5% off your next purchase.
He was sick and he vomited?
No. He dipped the cup into the pizza bucket, into the sauce bucket, gargled it, and spit it back into the...
Ma'am?
Yes?
You call me at this other number. I'm having a really hard time making out what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely, ma'am. This is Ron Newman. I'm actually Narwhal's supervisor. Just a moment here. Let me get a pen and paper.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're back on the stream. I went ahead and muted it with music there. All right, so we got her daughter's phone number, apparently. We'll go ahead and call her on her cell phone. Maybe more than once. Narwhal, this is all you again.
Ian kicked me.
And her name was Lupe, not Lupe. I'm retarded, apparently.
Lupe.
Hello? This is...
Yes.
Narwhal calling from the pizza place?
Okay.
Okay, so you need me to explain what happened again?
Yes.
Okay. So one of our workers, he took a cup, dipped it into the sauce bucket, gargled what was in the cup, and spit it back into the sauce bucket, and they used it on your pizza.
Wait, they dipped what?
He dipped a cup, he filled the cup with sauce, gargled what was in the cup, and spit it into the sauce bucket.
He spit into the sauce?
Yeah, after he gargled it from the sauce, he spit back into the bucket.
So he basically spit on the pizza?
Yeah, basically. So we're willing to give you like a 5% discount on your next purchase, and we're really sorry about that.
And what actions are being taken against this employee?
Well, ma'am, I'm afraid, this is Ron Newman again, there's really nothing I can do about Ken. He's autistic.
He's dyslexic, so we can't really kick him.
Yeah, to be honest, the owner, it's his nephew, his autistic nephew. And he understands what he's doing, but not really. Like, he knows that he spit on the pizza, but he doesn't realize that it's wrong.
And is this the only pizza that it happened on?
No, it was in the entire sauce bucket, so every pizza today, you know. But Ken's actually really sad. He had this, like, toy teddy bear that we took from him as a result. And, I mean, the thing's gross. It's, you know, matted and covered in jizz and all that. And, you know, he wants to apologize to you. If you could let him apologize to you, would that be okay?
This is the employee that works on, what is it, 29th and Mission?
Yes.
And his name is Ken.
Yes, Ken. Ken Knitt from Connecticut.
And I'm sorry, and you're the supervisor?
Yes, I'm his supervisor, Ron Newman. And Narwhal is the shift manager.
And how did you guys find out that he did that?
Well, he was hiding in the bathroom, you know, he was giggling. He'd actually taken his feces and ignored the, I mean, he had rubbed the, you know, his feces. I'm sorry,
is that
was okay. Yeah, he had rubbed his feces on the wall, and he had actually wrote it out on the wall in feces. So we came back.
I understand that he may be the owner's nephew, son, whatever he may be, but if that's the type of, I mean, if he's going to be acting out that way, then perhaps don't you think that maybe he should not be working there? Because what if he's sick and he actually contaminates somebody with some sort of disease?
Well, I agree, but the thing is, I mean, we hit him. Like, I hit him, like, at least 3 times when I found out. Like, right in his face.
As in physical abuse?
Yeah, I took my hand and I swung it, like, the back part of it. Like, right, you know, so, like, the tip of my finger got him in the eye. Like, 3 times.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, is this, like, some sort of a joke? I mean, you're telling me that he's autistic, and now you're saying that you hit him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. I mean, look, I never claim to be a gentleman. I think we all have our limits, and Ken, even though he's autistic, he really has a way of just pushing your buttons, you know?
Sauce! New sauce!
Any discount will not be necessary. We're just not going to order from there anymore.
Okay, well, alright.
Ken, go make some new sauce.
Yeah, the truth is, I mean, ma'am, the reason Ken did it, and I don't mean to offend you here, is because your mother is Hispanic.
I don't want to make new thoughts. Make some beans!
Ken, be quiet. God.
Make some beans.
I swear to God, I will smack you again, Ken. Be quiet.
No. I mean, good. No.
John, put him in the bathroom.
Ken, get off me.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry for hitting you, Ken. Never should have done that.
Alright, I want to try this new idea.
Tell her it was a prank, real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should, just so she doesn't think we're abusing the mentally handicapped.
Yeah, that would be bad. Call that, please. I want to try something.
I gotcha. Do you need me to censor?
No, I'm just going to do a science experiment.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Come on. We'll call her one more time.
Yep. Fair enough.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Fine. We won't tell her it's a prank. All right. We're going to go ahead
and leave a message.
No, we can't, because it's going to give the phone number out, and that's bad.
All right. Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
What?
I'll tell you later.
Message it to me.
Alright.
I work in the kitchen, and they get the pizza pans all hot, and then they press them against my back.
Alright, inviting to the conference. Jose's mad at us. Jose, shut up.
Hey, my buddy's in the chat.
Yeah, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, this is John Holloman.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the pizza place. You ordered your pizza hat, ma'am?
It's not a Pizza Hut, sir. It's an Indian restaurant.
Oh, it is?
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry. Are you guys aware of the dough recall?
I'm sorry?
Are you guys aware of the dough recall?
No.
Can I speak to your manager, miss?
I'm sorry, this is a very busy time where there are, like, a dinner time. It's a Indian restaurant, not Pizza Hut.
Ma'am, we're from the CNBCDC. We really need to speak with your manager. It's an urgent matter. Put him on the phone right now. We need to speak with a man.
Do you call on the Pizza Hut or you won't call on the...
We are calling from the CNBCDC.
Okay, hold on.
Sector 7. Next up on the show, Narwhal is going to give us her parents' phone number, and we're going to call them and say terrible things to them.
Yeah, right.
Give a holder.
Hi, this is John Hallman. I'm calling from the CNBC BC.
Okay.
Are you guys aware of the dough recall?
A what?
Are you guys aware of the dough recall tonight?
The dough recall?
Yeah.
What, I'm sorry, I don't think I understand what you're saying.
There's been a slight dough recall, and we just have to make sure that your store isn't being affected by this recall. We're afraid that there's E. coli in him, and so we have to do a quick E. coli test. The code is actually 1137. Negative 1193.
One second.
Okay, thank you.
Luca, you need to answer this phone call. He will tell you. No.
Hello?
Hi, I'll be right with you, okay? Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is John Hallman. I'm calling from the CNBCDC.
Say again?
I'm calling from the CNBCDC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you guys aware of the dough recall? Hello?
Yeah.
Are you guys aware of the dough recall?
No, there's no more barbecue.
No, there's a dough recall.
Sorry?
There's a dough recall, and we have to do a quick test.
I don't know, sir. I'm too busy. You can get a number. I can call you back right now.
No, we have to do this immediately. You can't serve any more pizza until this test is complete.
No more pizza for what?
Until this test is complete, you can't serve pizza.
Can't serve pizza?
Can't serve pizza until this test is complete.
To give me the number, I'm too busy, I cannot...
No, sir, you can't serve pizza anymore until this test is complete. The CNBCDC requires it.
Okay.
Sir, please, just listen to me. Get a mop bucket and a handful of dough, please.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that for me?
I cannot make pizza for wife.
Okay, then you need to close down your restaurant, sir.
The reason?
Because there is a dough recall and you're not willing to cooperate. You need to close down immediately.
Okay, where are you calling from? Which company? Who?
I'm calling from the CNBCDC, Sector 7. We do in-call
tests for recalls.
Okay, who I need to talk to, I can discuss about this thing.
You need to talk to Ron Holloman and John Holloman.
Yeah.
Or Ron Newman.
If you give me the name and the phone number, I can call, no problem.
They're on the phone right now. My name is John Holloman. Ron Newman is on the phone right now.
Sir, this is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the CNBC DC.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Do you have papers to validate that your store is, in fact, legitimate and that you are not serving our tainted dough?
Okay.
Sir, that is not a proper response to the question that I've asked you.
Okay, you know, I'm closed right now. You give me the number, I can deal with you tomorrow.
Listen,
I
here, sir. Sir, this is very important. I need you to take the rest of your dough and throw it into your toilet. Sir, do you understand me? It's the only way to save your business. You can't afford this in this economy.
Right.
Take your dough, sir. Take the remainder of your dough right now.
Okay.
Okay, do you have your dough? Sir, go get your dough.
Okay.
Sir.
I can go right now.
Yes, no, stay on the phone with me when you do it, sir.
Okay, okay.
Do you have the dough? Tell me when you have the dough.
I have the dough.
No, you don't, sir. You did not go get the dough. You're lying to me, sir.
I'm really confusing right now.
Yeah, I understand, sir. Gandu, but
if
the thing
is... If you don't mind to give me your number, I can call you back.
Sir, my number is extremely private, and I do not trust the likes of you Gandu Banjode with my number.
Okay, what can I do right now? You can only help me, explain to me slowly. I'm working right now, and I...
Sir, where do you store your dough?
The dough?
Banjode.
Your dough.
Pizza dough.
Yes, pizza dough.
Right.
Where do you store it within the store?
Oh, I make it my other store.
Okay, well, how much do you have left?
How much I have left? I make it every day.
Yes, but how much do you have on hand at the moment?
Only one tray.
Okay, go take that tray, sir.
Okay.
Okay, do you have the tray? Tell me when you have the tray.
Yeah, I have one tray dough. I can...
Okay. Pick it up, walk outside of the store with it, throw it into the parking lot.
Okay.
So we need to confirm that you're doing this on the phone.
Yeah, phone me.
Sir, are you doing this right now?
Yeah, I'm turning right now.
Hurry up, sir. Time is of the essence. We don't have time to dawdle with you.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. One second, let me... Go to inside and
Bon Chode. Modern Chode. Modern Chode. Ulu.
Chode. Everybody tweet Loch Ness Monster right now.
Okay, what else I need to do?
Sir, take the pizza dough and throw it into your parking lot. Do it immediately while I'm on the phone with you. We need to verify this.
I need to put the garbage. I need to bring outside.
Yes, take it outside and throw it.
You want to throw it outside, not in the garbage.
Throw it outside into the parking lot.
I know parking lot. This is a street outside.
Throw it outside then. That's fine. But it's not safe in the garbage. Your customers are at risk.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
No, sir, do it on the phone right now. I want to hear the door open, and I want to hear the dough hit the ground.
I don't throw the dough in the ground. I can throw it in the garbage.
No, sir. If you contaminate the garbage, we're still going to have to shut your facility down.
Okay, I'm outside now.
No, you're not. Sir, do not lie to me. We have cameras installed in your store. You're still standing behind the counter. Walk outside.
Okay, hold on.
ਆਉਂਦਾ ਨਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਦੇਖਣਗੇ ਤੂੰ ਚੱਕ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈਗਾ ਗਾਰਬੇਜ ਵਾਲਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਚ ਸਾਰਾ ਆਟਾ ਛੱਡ ਦੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਕੋਈ ਦੇਖ ਬਾਹਰ ਕੋਈ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ
Just a moment.
Okay.
I'm moving my satellite into position. Recalculating trajectory. All right. Yes. Yes, I do see them.
Yes, throw it on the ground. And stomp on it once.
Sir, throw it onto the ground and we will perform a deorbit burn to bring the satellite down onto it and obliterate the yeast. Sir, are you prepared for deorbit burn?
Sorry?
Are you prepared for deorbit burn, sir?
I don't understand what it means.
Sir, I need you to place your penis inside of the pizza dough.
Yeah. Do you see there's somebody outside now?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yes. What do I need to do now?
Need to throw it on the ground and have somebody stomp on it and then run away.
And then bring us your sister for sex.
I need you to, we're watching via satellite, we need you to throw it on the ground.
You don't see anybody outside now?
We do, sir, yes.
Yeah, I am not sure in the fatigue.
Yes, sir, we are currently in geosynchronous orbit above your facility. We see everything that is going on.
I want to kiss you.
We're using the CIA satellite. Take the dough outside, throw it on the sidewalk.
And then bring your sister to us and get her nude.
And also tell that bitch in the background to shut the fuck up.
Are you with us, sir?
Sorry?
Sir, bring your sister to us. It is crucial that you bring your sister to us. We wish to do romance inside of her face.
Fuck yeah.
Sir, it was stupid of you to throw the dough outside. You should not have done that. What the fuck is he going on about?
Yeah, I could have...
Time to pick the dough back up and bring it inside.
And then use it on pizza.
After he sticks his dick in it.
Sir, have you ejaculated in the pizza yet? Right in the dough? I'm pretty sure you just... Yes.
Hello,
Bobby.
Allahu Akbar. Hello, Bobby. Yes, sir. Sir. Sir, you should not have done what we had told you to do. That was a stupid idea. You wasted all that dough.
I don't know. Whatever you said, we did it.
Yeah, it was dumb of you to do that. You shouldn't have done it.
Okay. What do I need to do now?
You need to masturbate.
You need to pull your pants down.
No, sir, don't do that. That's bad. Don't do that. Sir, you need to bring us your sister so we can make love to her anus. And there we go, finally. Yeah, dude, don't have people get nude. That's like, those fucking weirdos that had those people pee on each other at, like, a fucking Subway or something.
What?
Yeah, like, Pranks U or Prank University, some bullshit. They're sick fucks.
Who would do that?
Yeah, I know, I agree.
Were those the same guys that were getting people to break all the fucking windows in hotels and shit?
Yeah, dude, you don't want them to get naked or pee on each other or anything like that.
Oh.
But he definitely threw the dough outside.
Evil Ideas had a good point. Tell him to piss on it to deactivate the yeast infection.
No, Evil Ideas, we're actually going to deorbit our satellite right onto it and completely incinerate it.
We're using a CFFC CIA satellite.
Yeah.
He cracks me up. He's like, you see somebody now? Like, you're sitting outside fucking watching.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Well, as you know, we do have a satellite in geosynchronous orbit above their facility, so.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I don't know
call
what
that,
number
call
is.
Call that next one.
What is it?
It's a 7-Eleven.
Call
me. Going?
I have to go pee.
Oh, fine.
So I'll be back.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Thank you for choosing the Mission Pizza Hut. My name is Beth. How are you today?
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the CNBC DC.
Uh-huh.
I need to speak to a manager.
Alrighty. Just a minute, okay? Thanks.
Okay.
Yes. Mission Pizza Hut, this is Destiny.
Hi, Destiny. This is John Holloman. I'm calling from the CNBC DC.
Uh-huh.
We're a contracted company licensed by Pizza Hut.
Okay.
We're doing a call out right now. There's been a bit of an issue. It's been alerted to us by the Pizza Hut corporate office that we need to make sure isn't happening in your store right now.
And what is that?
There's been a bit of an issue with E. coli in some of the dough. We've had a couple of reports of that. We're calling to make sure that's not happening in your store right now.
For what?
There's been a bit of an issue with E. coli, but we're just calling to make sure that...
With E. coli?
Yes. We're just calling to make sure that batch isn't going to be happening at your location, so we have to do a bit of a science experiment.
Uh-huh.
Can you get some of the materials? We just need a bit of dough right now. We'll start out with that. Two fingers pinch, about an inch long.
Okay, hold on one second. Does it have, it could be any dough?
Yes. They're all generally made with the, take like a handful, man.
Okay, so you said I pinch it, or?
Yeah, take like a small handful, and we're going to actually have to take this to the sink, just because we will need running water.
Okay.
And one slice of pepperoni.
On the dough?
No, so just get a handful of dough.
Uh-huh.
Get two slices of pepperoni, and then go to a sink. And we're going to start the experiment.
Okay, because I just grabbed a personal pizza. So that's enough, right?
We need the raw dough. And a pinch of salt, I forgot that. It must be a raw dough.
No, yeah. I got the raw personal because it's the smallest one that I have. So I didn't want to wait, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then I need one or two slices of pepperoni.
Uh-huh.
One pineapple slice and a bit of salt.
Salt? Hold on.
Yes. It dries it out a little bit so the ingredients will come out and we can see it better. When we do this experiment, the colors will come out. Colors will be activated that you'll see. And the salt will help increase those so it's easier to see. Pineapple for a citrusy taste.
Okay, so I don't have salt here.
You don't have salt?
No.
Okay, trying to think what else we could work. Do you have pepper? Do you have any, like, spices?
Crushed red pepper, ma'am. Do you
have
any?
Crushed red pepper, yeah.
Okay, get some of that, ma'am.
So I put the pepperoni, the pineapple, and the dough and pepper all on top of the raw dough?
No, what you're going to do is you're going to rub the pineapple first. You're going to rub it around. You're going to crush it into a ball, the dough into a ball,
and you're gonna run the pepper or the not the pepperoni, you're gonna run the pineapple around every inch first.
Oh, okay.
And then you're gonna do one slice of pepperoni. You're gonna cover everything, and then you're gonna cover the rest with the other slice of pepperoni, and then we'll go from there. So run the pineapple. Once you crush it into a ball, crush the dough into a ball, you're going to run the pineapple around all of the areas, ma'am.
Okay, I did it.
Okay, and next is the pepperoni.
I did that too.
Okay, you did both of them?
Mm-hmm.
They have to be individually done.
It has to be what?
Individually done.
Oh, so I need more than one dough, or?
No. You have to do one thing of pineapple around every part of it, and then one slice of pepperoni around every part of it, and then the other slice of pepperoni on every part of it. Okay?
Okay, so then I just go to the sink, or?
Yes, go to the sink, but first you need to add the pepper mix.
To the dough?
Into the dough, yes. And you're going to mix it around. You're going to add 2 packets of that.
Okay, then I just take it to the sink.
Yes, and then we will run it under cold water first for 30 seconds.
Okay, so I can't take the phone with me, so I'm just going to put you on hold.
Okay. Yeah, just make sure nobody answers it, ma'am.
Okay, hold on one second.
And what was your name again?
What was that?
What was your name again?
Destiny.
Okay, Destiny. Thank you.
Hold on one second.
Please hurry. What else?
At the end, I would just throw it in the oven and cook that shit up because it sounds good.
No, don't. That'll make fumes and it'll make the rest of their food fucking gross.
I'm gonna add dish soap.
Yeah, add dish soap. And then have her throw it in the toilet and... No, don't flush it. No, that'll flood.
Tell her to put it in her ass crack or something at the end.
You could do so.
Alright, everybody be quiet now.
No, tell her to put it in her car.
Shh, shh, shh,
shh. Serious face. Serious face. Oh, God damn it. This is so funny. Lady.
Oh. MST3 Amish is tuning in.
Oh, good.
He's hanging out at the library tonight, as per usual. We're glad that you could make it out to the library.
John?
MST-
Yes.
Okay, so I run it underwater for 30 seconds. What am I looking for?
Okay, there's another ingredient. Do you have dish soap?
Dish soap?
Yes, we have to cover it in dish soap and then scrub it on for 30 seconds and then wash it off with warm water for 30 seconds.
Okay.
Is that understood?
Well, I don't have,
Do you have any soap there?
Well, we have them in the big old buckets that are sealed with the, for the dishwasher.
Okay, yeah, and you just crack it open, I guess.
Hold on 1 second, let me see.
Change it back again, I don't like that. Change it back again. And I'll fuck my fucking dishwasher.
You don't want to ruin an industrial dishwasher, that's...
Oh, that's...
Okay, so it's not dish soap, it's sanitizer and detergent.
Okay,
they're chemicals.
Oh, okay. Make sure you're wearing gloves, man.
So which one do you want me to use?
Ma'am?
Mm-hmm?
Is it clean? We have to make sure it's clean.
Is what clean?
Is it clean? Is the dough clean? Has it been covered with the soap?
Oh, I haven't done the soap yet because I don't know which one you want me to use, the detergent or the sanitizer.
The detergent. As long as it won't burn you.
Well, I think they both will.
Oh, okay, then don't.
Because, yeah, they're hazardous chemicals, so I don't even want to open it.
Yeah, don't do that. That'd be bad.
I have hand soap.
Yes, use that. That'll work.
Okay, hold on 1 second then, hold on.
Frank the Bink!
Frank the Bink!
God damn it, Ken.
Frank the Bink!
I'm trying to think what else to put in there. What's like a common...
Have her put it in a glass of Mountain Dew and swish it around.
Yeah, pour some Mountain Dew on it. I don't know, text me back at any point. By the way.
Be great. Wait, did I reply?
Wait, did I not?
Yeah.
I didn't reply. Okay.
So don't go wrong.
Sure. Let's see. Mentos.
They're not going to have Mountain Dew and Mentos on hand, you Amish bastard. I know you've never been to a pizza shop.
Everybody shut up.
Hey.
Come back.
Sounds like they're beating that girl to death for being stupid. You bitch!
You shouldn't do this. This is bad. This is bad. I'm a prank caller. Don't do this. How long should we make her go on for?
What are they doing in the background?
No idea.
Is this a Pizza Hut? I thought it was just a random pizza shop.
Oh, this is Pizza Hut.
Oh, well, yeah, they definitely have Mountain Dew, but they don't have Mentos, Franks and Beans. Franks and Beans!
Jack?
John?
Yep.
What is your last name?
Holloman.
Holloman?
Yeah.
And you said you were working, or you were a contractor hired by Pizza Hut?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
You shouldn't do... I'm a prank caller. I'm not really hired by anybody.
Ma'am, they contracted me for the pranks on the telephone.
Yes.
They were a little bit tied out, so they subbed it out.
Thank you, man. Oh, she's on the phone.
So, John, I actually called my manager about all of this stuff to see if our director from Pizza Hut did all this stuff. She says that she hasn't heard anything.
She hasn't? Oh, it just came out. It just came out.
It's just what?
It just came out. The alert just came out. And we generally deal with this.
Okay, because I'm only the shift leader right now. So, I don't know if you want to call back tomorrow when the store manager's here.
Actually, can I have her number? What color did it turn out to be?
Actually, it's just still the same color as...
It is? Oh, man, I was afraid of that. Okay, cool. Can I have her number so I can call her?
The manager's name, or...?
Yeah, I need all the managers. I need the store manager, and then the regional manager.
Well, I'm not allowed to give that, so if you want to call the store manager tomorrow, he'll be here.
Well, I need to know the store manager's number, ma'am. Just so
the
he
what?
Can, I need to know the store manager's number just so I can be alerted right now.
Let me call him and see if it's okay to give it to you.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
Okay. You probably shouldn't give me that number, though, because I am a prank caller. Yeah, thank you.
When she comes back, let me just talk.
Okay.
Like it's a totally different person.
Fuck yeah, I need to make a pizza order.
Have you seen my baseball? Who put that in there?
Facts and beans!
Facts and beans!
I don't listen to anything Ken says anymore. It's because he sent me to a dirty place.
Was it his penis?
Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
And kill this motherfucker.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Make an ass out of this motherfucker.
Okay, so the area coach and the RGM here have no clue what you're talking about. They're saying that usually Jackie sends out an email right away when things like this happen, so you can call him tomorrow at the store.
I'm just trying to make a pizza order. Hello? Hello? Fuck yeah, I need a large, large one topping. Extra sauce, the sausage. Don't forget the sausage. Hello? Do you like sausage on your pizza? Fuck yeah. Extra sausage. Fuck yeah. Are you getting this all down?
Ice Goose, you there?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, Skype crashed on my laptop. Yeah.
Call that lady back and have all that can.
Yeah, invite Narwhal again, too. Okay. Yeah, my bad, buddy.
Why don't you just add her as a contact?
I will.
Yeah, she didn't know what was going on there. extra sausage.
She's like, oh, shit, we've been pranked.
We're at 32 listeners, guys. And we still got, like, 45 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Okay, I am just going to go ahead and add Narwhal, because it's not working for some reason. Skype is the gaze. Oh, there we go. Never mind.
Whoa.
Yeah, you guys are on. It's good. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, we never dropped the stream. It's just I've been using Skype on Gen 2 on my laptop, and it kind of sucks. Yeah, it's not so good. It's very unstable.
Okay. Yeah. What is that number?
Good question.
Looking back. Okay.
I'll be right back.
I got
Yo!
It.
Yes!
There we go.
Fuck yeah.
I also sent you those Hawaii 7-Eleven numbers if you want to do science!
We do want to do science. Again, guys, we're going to push the boundary of human knowledge here tonight.
We had a good one, though.
Thank you for choosing Mission Pizza. My name is Destiny. How are you doing today?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hello?
Oh, Destiny. What's going on, girl?
Who's this?
Oh, it's fucking Ken Kniff from Connecticut.
Okay, so why are you calling my store?
Oh, I want you to suck it.
I want to order a pizza.
Extra sausage.
I don't think so. Bye.
Now why not?
Add sausage.
Okay, let's try some of these Hawaiian 7-Elevens.
She's like the first one to ever catch from Connecticut.
She
like,
did.
We got this employee, Ken Kniff from Connecticut, and nobody ever fucking pays attention to that Connecticut part.
They don't. Dude, it's weird though. Like, anytime you say something that they don't want to process or they don't catch it first, like, they just skip over it. Like, fuck it. It's weird.
Sausage.
Sausage. All right, this is... Just a second. 7-Eleven in Hawaii.
All right, I just did a long one, so somebody else take it.
Hello, good afternoon, 7-Eleven Sapporo. I'm help you.
Hello, ma'am. This is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the CNBCDC, Sector 7. What did you say your name was, ma'am?
Jovi.
Josie?
Mm-hmm.
Josie, are you aware of the Gatorade recall we have going on right now in your area?
I'm sorry?
Josie, are you aware of the Gatorade recall we have going on in your area right now?
I don't know. Hello?
Hello, who is this? What is your name?
Oh, my name is Lolita.
Okay, Lolita. This is Ron, and I'm calling from the CNBCDC, Sector 7. Are you aware of the Gatorade recall in your area tonight?
You called for what?
About the Gatorade recall, ma'am.
Oh, the Gatorade.
Yes, there's been a rat infestation in the Gatorade plant. We need your assistance in conducting some tests to ensure that your facility there is not infected.
Okay, can you please call back tomorrow?
Or no, ma'am. Ma'am, we cannot wait. Time is of the essence. I require you to go grab 2 red Gatorades, post-haste.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, and a mop bucket. Grab 2 red Gatorades and a mop bucket.
Okay, he asked
for
Gatorade.
Where I go? Gatorade. Sure, yeah. For the Gatorade.
I'm going to go with Copenhagen.
Well, we have
that. Add as much shit as you can.
Hello, sir?
Hello, who is this? What is your name? Tell me your
name.
Josie.
This is Jovia.
Yes, I require
you to... I'm sorry, because I have a customer, that's why.
Yes, I understand, ma'am. Put him on the phone. Yeah. This is for the customer survey. I need to speak with him.
For the Gatorade.
Yes, for the Gatorade recall. Put him on the phone.
Right now, we don't have any here about the recall for the Gatorade.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling to inform you. My name is Ron Newman. I'm from the CNBC Sector 7.
Okay, what kind of Gatorade is that?
Okay, it's the red Gatorade, ma'am. We need you to grab two bottles of red Gatorade and a mop bucket. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Okay, hold on. Okay. The red Gatorade.
Yes, fruit punch Gatorade, red, and a mop bucket.
Okay, fruit punch. Is that recall now?
Yes, go grab it. We need to perform an experiment to ensure that your facility is not infected.
Okay. So I'm going to take that out.
Hurry up.
Fruit punch, yeah?
Hurry up, ma'am. Time is of the essence.
Okay. Who's this again?
This is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the CNBC DC Sector 7.
Ron. Okay, Ron. I'm going to pick it up now.
Yes, I'm the Gatorade liaison.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, bye.
Hurry up.
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up.
No.
So hang up now.
We need you to perform an experiment on the Gatorade.
Oh, okay.
Yes, while you are on the phone, do not hang up the phone. Is it of the utmost importance that you do not hang up the phone? Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Josie?
Okay.
Josie.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a mop bucket in the store there?
Mop bucket, okay. Yeah, we do.
Go get the mop bucket. Do not hang up the phone.
Okay, hold on.
Hurry up.
Okay, got it.
You have the mop bucket. Josie, go grab two red fruit punch Gatorades. The 32
ounce.
Yeah,
I have it.
Do you? You have them?
Yes.
Okay, Josie, open the Gatorades and pour them into the mop bucket. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Josie?
Okay. Hold on. Ouch. Okay.
Are they poured into the bomb bucket, Josie? Tell me now.
Okay, I pour it already.
Okay. Now, I need you to grab a container of Copenhagen Long Cut Chew.
Copenhagen Long Cut?
Yes, Copenhagen Long Cut, the original.
And what are we going to do for that?
I need you to open the Copenhagen, ma'am.
Hold on, yeah.
Hurry. We have no time to waste.
What'd I miss?
Be quiet. Mute.
You can't take this up.
No, I'm gonna get one for Canadian over there. I only
Josie, are you with us? Josie!
Hello, sir.
Josie, yes. Are you still with...
Hold on, sir. Yeah, because I'm going to call to my manager, though, because... So
Josie, there is
no
time to speak with your manager. I override his authority. Do you understand me, Josie?
Yes, sir, but...
Josie, there is no time for us to waste. Do you understand what I am saying to you right now?
I know, but I don't want to...
Josie, we are at a critical juncture in the history of our nation. Do you understand me? Take the Copenhagen... Pour it into the mop bucket, Josie, and then stir it up. We don't have time for your antics. We're very serious men with a very serious job.
Yeah, I'm just going to pick up all the Gatorade in anyway.
No, ma'am. Ma'am, this experiment must be performed. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Okay.
Did you see the
first? No. Okay.
Pour the Copenhagen into the mop bucket.
The whole thing?
Yes, the entire thing, and then stir it up. Await further instructions.
Okay.
Ron Newman has spoken.
Okay, hold on.
Josie,
yes.
When you have mixed the Copenhagen in, prophecy foretells that you will remove the bucket from the store. Take it into the parking lot.
Okay.
Now pour the bucket into the parking lot and tell me what color it turns.
Huh? Yeah.
Do you have a cordless phone, Josie?
Okay, hold on.
Josie, prophecy foretells of a wireless phone.
Hold on, sir, yeah?
Hurry up, Josie.
Can you write on the name? Hello, sir?
Yes.
Can you tell me your name again, please?
My name is Ron Newman. I am with the CNBCDC, Sector 7.
Can you slow down, please? Rod?
No. Ma'am, I do not have time to slow down.
What company you are?
I am with the CNBCDC, Sector 7. CNBCDC, Sector 7.
CDC?
Sector 7.
Sector 7?
Yes, Project 2501.
Project 2501?
Industrial espionage and intelligence manipulation.
So I need to pull it out, the bucket?
Yes, take the bucket into the parking lot. Prophecy calls for it. It is written in the tablets.
Okay, hold on. Okay, and then?
Pour it into the parking lot.
Huh?
Pour it into the parking lot.
Okay. And then?
I need you to take that mop bucket, Josie. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I poured it out already.
Yes, now take the mop bucket and throw it into the dumpster behind the store.
Okay.
Hurry up.
I'm ready.
Ma'am. Ma'am, the scripture requires it.
Okay.
Yes. Now run away from the store as fast as you can.
Okay.
You must be 2 miles away from the store. Josie, do you possess the endurance to run 2 miles?
Okay.
Yes, prophecy foretells that you will be 2 miles away from the store. And then the ritual will be complete. And the summoning may begin.
Yeah. And then?
Josie. You should not have done any of that. It was a bad idea.
What are we going to do for this thing? After?
Well, ma'am, I'm telling you, that was a bad idea to follow the directions that I had given you.
What do you mean, bad idea?
Ma'am. Ma'am, I am not with the CNBCDC Sector 7 Project 2501. That is not even a real thing. Why would you believe me?
You forgot to add Skittles.
Ma'am.
We must start the process over.
Ma'am, you must grab a pack of Skittles.
Oh my goodness.
Ma'am, why would you have done that? Ma'am, it was stupid of you to do that.
Oh, fuck.
Ma'am, you need to add Skittles.
Ma'am, do not say the F word on the phone with us.
Ma'am, you need to throw a bag of Skittles onto the ground where you poured the mop bucket. To conclude the thing. The Skittles always take it way too far, apparently.
They do, but they will apparently dump it into the parking lot and throw the bucket out.
Yeah, a fucking, like, $6 can of Copenhagen and fucking another $3 of Gatorade.
That was a good one.
Throwing the whole mop bucket into the garbage can, that's hilarious. Do you think she actually did it?
Oh, dude, definitely. Did you hear her go into the parking lot? It was fucking loud out there.
Yeah, you could hear it in the parking lot.
And she was like, oh, fuck, under a press.
When she was first getting the Gatorade, she was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was good. That was a good one. Yeah, and I don't know if anybody in IRC caught the Ghost in the Shell reference there with Project 2501, but
If you did, let us know. Give us a little shout-out. I thought that was pretty clever.
He's a clever man.
So what's next, fellas? And Narwhal.
Let's call...
Oh, man. What if... Wait.
I say
Liam Cole threatening me.
I say we start calling 7-Elevens. Well, we don't care about the inn, so...
Yeah,
this is what he said. Well, he cussed a lot, so I'm going to not say that part.
Yeah, don't say too many. We'll have to kick you out.
Hey.
You stinking...
Don't.
I talked to them early, and I was going to be put on the shows. Now you're stealing my effing spot. That was mine first. I hope you rot in hell, or at least have people get so sick of you that you're out of the show forever. Excuse can F off for all I care to.
That won't happen, because people have been sick of me for a long time, and I'm still on the shows.
Nobody said you can. You know who we are sick of, though? Dark Stranger and Roy. They both need to shut up. Like, real bad.
Roy keeps trying to fondle me.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Brad Carter.
Alright. Let's do another 7-Eleven.
Alright. One's in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And you take this one. I can't really do that Full Metal Jacket shit for too long.
Full Metal Jacket, it never talked about any of the prophecy in there.
Well, no, but like the general tone and voice, you know.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you talking about?
I was trying to work in Gomer Pyle at one point, you know, Private Pyle, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. I couldn't really fit that in there.
Alright, call the next one.
Call him. I am calling them, John Holloman. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Call this motherfucker.
I accidentally called this... Oh, wait, no, it's a different one.
Call this motherfucker.
This is my prank call. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Yeah,
I actually called the Marines today. It was quite comical. He called me a man. He goes, "You're a man looking for a more manly experience." I was like, "Yeah, sounds like something Ken would say." He goes, "What?" I was like, "Oh, nothing." Anyways, call him. Goddamn. I should have been like, "Oh, fuck yeah." Looking for a manly experience. If you know what I mean.
How may I help you?
Hi, this is John Hallman, and I'm calling from the CNBC DC. Sector 7? Are you aware of the Gatorade recall tonight, ma'am?
Of the what?
There's a Gatorade recall tonight, ma'am. Are you aware of this?
No, our merchandising department deals with that. We're
calling instead of them tonight, ma'am. We have to do a quick experiment to just kind of figure things out and see if your store is one of the affected stores. Understood?
I'm sorry, but this is a store, so you're going to have to call our merchandising department.
Well, I am from there, ma'am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I know all the merchandising people, and there's no one to...
Oh, yeah, bitch? Oh, yeah? You do?
Yeah, and you're not grown up enough.
Listen, yeah, bitch, how many fingers can you fit inside your vagina?
Yeah.
And I bet you'd like to... You want to suck it. I bet you'd like to suck it.
That bitch goes knuckles deep at least.
Yeah, she does. Fucking elbow. Like, just throwing it in there with a hammer.
I was supposed to yell, "Help, they've held me captive for 10 years.
Who?
I was supposed to yell, "Help, they've held me captive for 10 years.
You know what you should actually yell, Narwhal?
What?
Fuck. No. At the top of your lungs. Or piss. Yell either one, and we'll totally let you into the faggot gang.
Help me!
It's like, you know what, though? Again, I think it's time for Narwhal to have another opportunity to prove herself.
The agreement is, if she blows me, then she can be in the faggot gang.
No, I changed that last night and told her that if she performs one successful prank call, which induces love...
Oh, fuck that.
No. That's the only requirement here. She only needs one successful prank call. And, Narwhal, this is going to be you. Your name is Narwhal. You're from the CNBCDC Sector 7, Project 2501.
Yeah, she's going to give me a blowjob.
Well, that's different.
No.
I'm
making part of the rules.
It doesn't work that way, man.
No, goddamn it.
That's messed up.
No, it's not.
It totally is. You can't. Oh, you can't. Sure. I don't know. That's like practically rape. That's like borderline rape.
Oh, it's not even.
It is. And you say that, but you're the one who totally tried to date rape that Asian girl in the
park. Oh my god. Oh my god. Because
you had like one Four Loko.
That's like 20 beers.
It is like 23 beers.
God. Trying to hang me by a noose over here.
Yeah, it's true. We're trying to lynch you.
Did you see what TN put on his Skype mood thing?
Is Skype Moopen? Is that what you
mood.
Said? I thought you said
Skype Moopen.
I don't know what Moopen is.
Is that a
effing Narwhal, I'm done talking to you. He doesn't like you.
Oh, the N is back on IRC. He's probably going to miss you.
Especially that Ice Cube's bastard. Good, I don't want to talk to you either, the N.
Yeah, fuck you, Ice Goose. You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Let me kick the N.
Oh man, guys, there's some breaking news here. Hold up. Alright. Breaking news, everyone.
Breaking news.
Yes, it turns out that Dark Stranger's cat recently sang the song of her people when she saw her putting her cat food away earlier. She was snoring. And that's pretty adorable.
Like, I give a fuck?
That was really just a thinly veiled excuse to use the new breaking news sound effect that I stole from RBCP.
I didn't even hear it.
No, you don't hear it, but it goes over the stream. Breaking news, everyone! You don't actually get to hear it unless you're listening to the stream.
Hey, let me kick the end. Damn it.
Because he's owner.
No, he's not. Alright,
I think he is services admin, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I think he has SA. At one point, I tried to get him to use SA NIC, but apparently they don't actually have that module installed because they're boring.
Oh, yeah?
But they do have SA Join, so they could make you join, you know, different channels, I believe.
Yeah.
Hold on, guys. Breaking news! Dark Stranger's cat is now awake. And I'm supposed to find some better news.
Alright. Go to the next call.
Okay. You and Narwhal should tag team this one, so she can, you know...
Learn.
Wait, what am I saying?
Yes, sir.
Call my name.
Yeah.
We don't talk, then.
She yells, like, racial slurs at them.
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the from the CNBC BCDC. ACDC? Zecker 7. Ma'am, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm calling from the CNBC DC. Ma'am, are you aware of the Gatorade recall tonight?
Hold on.
I really fucked that up.
Hello, 7-Eleven caller, Colin Young.
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from this NBC DC. I associate Narwhal. I need you to get Gatorade, ma'am. We're calling a Gatorade recall.
You need Gatorade?
No, we need to do a test on the Gatorade.
You need to call when the manager is in.
No, ma'am, we need to do this immediately.
Oh, you need to call when the manager is in.
No, we need to do this immediately, ma'am.
This is very crucial.
Ma'am, we need to do this immediately.
Well, sorry, I'm not authorized to do that.
Ma'am, I am authorizing you to perform the experiment. Do you understand me?
Bitch.
All right, guys, you want to try again?
Yeah.
We still got like 15 or 20 minutes here.
I'll probably do it something on my own after the show. Ken wants to join. Faggot. I mean, fuck you. Getting my dick hard, Ken.
Hitler did nothing wrong. It's a good beverage.
It is.
Hello, 7-11-0.
Hi, this is John Holland, and I'm calling from the CNBC DC. Well, I'm calling today about the bad Gatorade that was sent out to your location. Were you aware of this, ma'am?
A Gatorade?
Yes, there was a Gatorade problem tonight at your place.
Problem?
Yes, there was a Gatorade problem at your place. There's a slight recall, and we pretty much have to just, you know, check it and do a quick science experiment on it.
Okay, just give me 1 minute. Let me ask my coworker.
Oh, no, it's, you don't have. Yeah, fucking Ken. Stop using your red marker, Ken. Your damn color. I changed my color.
I think I started the color change.
I didn't, shut up. Oh, I can't even read that, you ass. Fine.
Fine, read this.
Bitch. Homosexual. And reversion. Can I say?
Okay, so what is the problem?
There's been a slight recall with some of the with some of the Gatorade that was at your location today.
There was a problem with it?
Yes, yes. And unfortunately, we have to do a science test on it right now.
Right now?
Yes, ma'am.
A science test?
Yes.
Our manager didn't mention anything about that.
I know. This is very short notice. Ma'am, unfortunately, we have to do it now.
You have to do it now?
Yes, you have to administer this test right now, ma'am. I need you, ma'am. I need you to get all the blue Gatorade. All right, I need you to get 2 blue Gatorades and a mop bucket. That hurts my eyes.
Hold on, just 1 minute.
Okay, bitch. Shut up, Kent. I don't take direction from you.
Yeah, Ken. And Narwhal. You both be quiet. I don't know if you want to fuck with the lottery tickets, though. That might be serious. Because that's like a state thing. I don't know. Any input from IRC? Is it legitimate to get people to destroy lottery tickets, or is that seriously illegal?
Let's avoid that.
Probably a bad idea.
God, they need to hurt. My fellow manager's like, I don't want to talk to him. I guess we can just wait.
forever and ever and ever. For this lady to decide she wants to go for the overdose. Oh, fuck you, kid. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, yes!
Shit.
Do something? What are we supposed to do? I'm not a real narwhal.
Do a trick, narwhal. We'll throw you like a fish, and you can jump up and catch it.
What trick should I do?
Jump up and catch a fish in your vagina, and then eat it.
I tried that once, it didn't work.
Oh. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
In my home.
Wait, what size are they for guys?
They're 8.5.
Yeah, she is size 11.5 feet for women.
11?
Yeah.
I think they were listening to us.
Damn it, guys.
Damn
I'm
you, Narwhal.
I'm talking about my feet.
Well, it's funny. I mean, you're the one who submitted that information to IRC all public like that.
Her feet are bigger than mine. Holy shit.
They're not bigger than mine, but...
Mine either. I was just making a joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you have size 8. That's...
I have big feet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you really do. You have huge feet.
I'm tall.
You're not that tall.
Actually, I wear 9.
Really?
I wear 9 or 10.
I wear like an 11.5 to a 12.5 in men's.
I wear 9.
So, my feet compared to yours really aren't that big.
Well, I'm a dude, so I mean, that's totally a different story. I mean, it's like if you were like, yeah, you know, I might be a girl, but like, your dick is pretty much the same size as mine.
What? Doesn't that make her boobs bigger, though?
Well, not necessarily, no. It either means that I have a small dick that's like a clit, or she has a huge clit that's like a dick, you know? It could go either way.
It could go either way. Either way, something's going in my butthole.
Narwhal, what I want you to do is go ahead and repeat that back to me, what I just said, but yell it.
No.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea, too.
A bad idea?
No, you gotta put your parents in their place. Let them know, like, you're an adult, and you're gonna say things that are horrible.
Well, she
a place to live, so...
If she just gives us their number, you know, I'll give them a call real quick. Oh, fuck yeah. time to wake up.
Narwhal, give us their number, like, type it out in Skype, and then just mute yourself. They'll never even know. It doesn't show up as anything legitimate.
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to advise you to not do that.
Narwhal, don't listen to Ice Goose.
Sloth is an asshole.
I am not an asshole. I'm actually a gentle, kind soul. I'm a humanitarian.
Alright.
You're not getting anywhere.
God damn it. I tried. Ice Goose, stop. It's not funny.
Just for me.
I know. It is still funny, I gotta admit. So find some new numbers. We're done with these Hawaiian 7-Elevens. We've depleted them.
Oh, shit.
We have time for like 2 or 3 more calls, so.
Okay. Oh, I used to have a guy's number. A guy gave me his number one time. I should have kept it.
Was it for butt sex?
No.
Oh.
It was actually at church.
Really?
Was it for regular sex?
No, it was for church.
Yeah.
Church sex. That's pretty hot.
I bet there was some kinky, like, in-the-closet sex if it was church sex.
Yeah, dude.
I want to read my Bible.
Like hot wax. You know what I mean? Like dripping it.
Holy water.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that.
Holy water enema.
I'll just make that say holy enemas.
Shit. Keep at
it. Looks like people want Motel 6. I don't know.
Alright.
What's this number that you posted?
You guys don't know what you want. Please. I go to Cleveland, everybody. Cleveland! Oh, there's only one in Cleveland. Okay. There's gotta be one in Dayton.
Ohio?
Yeah. I'll just go to Daytona Beach.
Ideas says that church is BJs and anal. MST3 Clay, can you verify that? Is that true of the Amish churches that you attend?
You gotta paste the numbers, man.
Ah, damn, did I do it again?
Yeah, you did it again. You've done it every time.
My bad.
Fail.
Alright, here we go, guys. I don't know what you're calling or if you have an idea for it, but...
It's a Motel 6, depending on which one you're calling.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Cleveland, Middleburg...
Thank you for calling... Yeah,
I think he is. Where's a good Motel 6?
Thank you for calling Motel 6, Middleburg Heights. This is Turner.
114, please.
Okay.
These.
That voice works on like everybody. Like they just can't say.
I'm sorry, 114. I think their phone's off the hook. It's not.
I said 113. You misheard me.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
We're back in this bag. You sent me in the wrong room, bitch.
Hello.
Hello. Is this room 113?
Yes.
Yes, my name is Ron Newman. I am calling you from the front desk, ma'am. How are you doing this evening?
Awesome, and you?
Ma'am, we have had reports of noise disturbances in your room tonight. Are you aware of that?
No.
Ma'am, the people in 115, they have reported that you've been making loud, angry, sexual noises in your room.
No, that's not us.
Ma'am. I sent one of my housekeepers up there to ensure that you have, in fact, been making these noises. And do you know what we found?
What?
We found that you are, in fact, making these noises tonight.
Is this wrong, 113? Mm-hmm. Here.
Hello?
Sir.
Yes.
Yes, this is Ron Newman. I'm calling you from the front desk.
Yes.
Yes, there have been reports of loud, angry sexual noises coming from your room this evening.
No.
I sent one of my housekeepers up there to verify these claims.
Okay, well, I'm in here watching a movie.
I personally put my ear up to the door, and I heard you making loud sexual noises.
No, you didn't. You
Sir, do you understand that Motel 6 is a family establishment?
Yes, I do.
Sir, you have to think of the children.
Okay, I'll turn the volume down.
Sir, do not turn the volume down. I am going to have to ask you to leave my motel.
Okay, do I get my money back?
No, you do not. In fact, I have charged your credit card an additional $200 for the inconvenience on my part.
Hold on.
Yes. You placed a credit card on file.
No, I didn't.
Yes. Yes, you did. It was mandatory.
No, it wasn't.
You paid with a credit card, sir.
No, I didn't. I paid Hold on, I'm coming up there with my receipt.
No, you are not, sir. Sir, you're getting out of my motel. Sir, pack your goddamn bags.
You should have told him to stay away from your goddamn front desk.
Say, we don't allow your stinky type here.
Oh,
I bet if you wait a good minute or two, you might call the front desk and hear that guy in the background.
True. Yeah, all right, we'll call them back one more time, but I want to be careful with some of these because I already got one Skype account banned.
So. Oh, Jesus. My name's Sloth, and I'm a giant vagina.
Do not say things to me, John.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Cleveland, Middleburg High. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please enter it at any time. For directions...
Awkward.
In theory, this is 115, but we'll see. I'll just yell at her and tell her she transferred me to the wrong room.
Thanks for being.
Thanks for being.
Thanks for being, Ken. Yeah.
Thanks for being.
Thanks for being.
Baby man. All right. I guess we should try a different Motel 6.
I got you.
Wow. Speedy John Holloman. Mr. Trollston. Much obliged, as always.
I'll transfer you now.
Sorry, bitch.
Well, what room is this?
114, and that was recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, funk yeah. 114.
Fuck yeah. Invite him to the orgy next door.
I'll transfer you now.
It's transfer me to one?
After Sloth leaves,
I'll transfer you now.
Does anybody want to do a show? Just kind of like not a live, you know, not like a broadcasting show, just a dick around show.
By which he means, does anybody want to do a Skype conference in which you perform prank calls?
And
do
Skype. Yes. Yes.
I'm not doing it.
You must be
I'll
new,
transfer
though.
Now.
Fuck this place, it's closed.
Yeah, I know, right?
There's nobody in there.
Oh, wait.
Good evening, thank you for calling Motel 6, Cutler Bay, this is Leah. Come
you
in,
will transfer me to room 111. I must speak with the guests in room 111. It is of the utmost importance.
We don't have a room 111.
What do your rooms begin with, then, ma'am?
Two.
Two? You will transfer me to room 2.
Something like in the 200s.
Yes, you will transfer me to room 211.
Give me a second.
Hurry.
Do you know the guest name? Just to keep
no, I'm afraid not, but it's a family emergency and I am not part of the family. This is of the utmost importance, ma'am. I must speak with them.
There's no one in 211, sir.
Ma'am, I said 213. Do not put words in my mouth, ma'am.
Do you know who's in 213? There's no one in 213, sir.
Ma'am, there is somebody in 213. Transfer me.
Ma'am, I said 205.
Ma'am, they are in your first room. That is all the information that I have for you.
Okay, sir, there's no one in 205.
Ma'am, I said the first room that you have. I am
the
a doctor.
Room?
Yes, it is crucial that you transfer me to them.
I can't just transfer you to a room.
Ma'am,
that
it is
you
a
don't
family need emergency. It is of the utmost importance. Time is of the essence.
I completely understand that, but you need to give me a room number, a valid room number that is actually
ma'am,
someone in there.
201.
There's no one in 201, sir. It's an
ma'am,
room.
What room is somebody in?
I'm sorry, but I'm going to go ahead and let you go, okay?
Ma'am, I'm going to make love to your mouth hole. That didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
What fucking hotel, or motel for that matter, starts with 200 and doesn't put... Ah! Alright. Try this second one.
Call the next one.
Next time they tell you someone's not in the room, tell them they got in with a pirated card. There is somebody in there.
We told this dude the other day that we were in the room.
Thank you for calling motel.
And that there were four people instead of two.
Your call is being transferred.
This might be 114. You will transfer me to room 114, sir. I must speak with the guests in room 114.
I'm sorry, sir?
Yes. I need
how can I help you?
Yes, room 114.
You need room 114?
Yes.
The name on the account?
I do not know the name, sir. It is
you
a family
do not know. I cannot transfer you to
sir, it is a family emergency and I must speak with them immediately.
Family emergency, you have to speak with them immediately?
Yes, and I am not part of the family, sir.
Well, there's nobody in 114 here.
Sir, time is of the essence. Please transfer.
Sir, there's nobody in 114.
Sir, I said room 113.
No, you just said 114, now you're switching to 113.
No, sir, you said 114. Sir, I said 113. You got pissed. I should have said Boncho.
That voice to begin with fucking puts everyone off. Like, you asshole.
But the one lady, dude, she fucking mixed Gatorade and Copenhagen together, you know? It's like it either works really well or it doesn't work at all and it really pisses people off.
I just put in a number for a restaurant that Kokanee requested.
Who? Oh, dude, you've already tried calling them once. They don't pick up. They've been fucking...
Oh, yeah. No, they're not open until...
May 26th or something.
May 21st.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, believe me, we will be calling that night.
Someday. We'll
be calling.
Yeah, I'll keep it in my... I'll keep it in my Facebook messages and we'll call.
Yeah, because I have them liked on Facebook.
And I'll keep it in my heart.
Yeah.
In your heart, Mike?
Yes. What are these numbers that you posted, Ice Goose?
More Motel 6s.
You talk this time, because I can't bring myself to not use that voice at this point. I like it too much. I like it too much, Ice Goose.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 Medford North. If you know the room...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we found a gold mine.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 Medford North. This is Crystal. How can I help you?
Hi, can I be transferred to room 114, please?
Oh, I don't have a room 114.
Oh, what do your rooms start with then? Sorry, I'm just a little confused.
How about you give me the name of the person you're looking for?
How about you not act like a sassy little bitch?
Ma'am, how many fingers can you fit inside of your vagina? That's not that many fingers at all.
How about you give me the name of the person you're looking for, you cocksucker?
You son of a bitch.
Oh, and thank you for calling the Motel 6...
Thank you for calling Motel 6 South Medford. This is Marie. How can I help you?
Room 105, please.
105?
Yes.
Oh, we don't have a room 105.
I meant room 205. My apologies.
We don't have a room 205 either.
It was room number 5. I'm not sure what your rooms begin with, ma'am. That's all I know.
What's their name?
I do not have a name, ma'am.
Smith.
Family emergency.
Smith. I think it's Smith.
Are you sure about that, John?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it's Smith.
Smith? There's no Smith here.
Then that may be the wrong name, ma'am. Transferred to the 5th room in your motel. That is all that we know.
Man, their first name is John. How many people in there are named John?
I don't know.
Can you look for me?
I can't transfer you unless you know their last name.
Ma'am, my name is Ron Newman. I'm calling you from the corporate office. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Do you know their last name and their room number?
Ma'am, I do not. I am unable to access that information in my terminal. But I am calling you from the Motel 6 headquarters. And I must speak with the guest in room 5, the 5th room.
Yeah, I'm a bitch. Trying to find...
Is she still on the line? Ma'am! No, she hung up. What a bitch. Narwhal, I blame you for that.
Blame me for everything.
I know.
Is it because I'm the new person?
Primarily, yeah. But also because you're a woman. And,
that makes sense.
And your parents, they don't let you cuss. And I think that's pretty funny, so... I don't know.
She's very sheltered.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see,
See, sheltered girls are freaks in bed, though, dude.
I know, man.
So, like, honestly, like, you had a good choice here. I gotta be real with you.
I hit the jackpot.
Yeah, like, once you convince them to, like, really get down, like, it's fucking freaky.
Yeah. Narwhal, are you freaky in the sack?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
See, she says that, you know, sarcastically and jokingly,
She means it deep down.
I think it's because she's really shy.
Notice the laugh there?
She means it. She's
like, yeah. Okay. Dude, she thinks about penises for like 12 hours a day.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for calling. Days in, Sanity Airport. This is Denise. How may I help you?
Transfer me to room 114. I must speak with the guest there.
Okay, and the guest name?
I do not have the guest name, but it is a family emergency. I am a doctor.
Fortunately, I'm going to have to ask the first and last name of the person.
Damn, I am from the corporate office. Transfer me right now.
No, unfortunately, I can't.
Ma'am. I have to be a kid. It's a very important question.
No. If
ma'am,
you
it's
know
a question.
What's the name, I'm going to transfer your call.
I have a question
call.
For you. Can you answer me a question?
Sure.
How many fingers can you fit inside of your vagina?
Okay, really? You know what? Stop calling or else we re-record your...
Wait, did we call you already?
Call, okay?
Ma'am, did we call you already?
Yeah, you know what? We're going to record your voice or your phone call, this
you're
phone call.
You're going to record it?
And don't ever call back, okay?
Did you even record? Why did you enunciate so weirdly?
I'm going to record that shit.
I'm going to record that.
For the record, we haven't called that one.
For the record, you mean?
The record.
God damn you, Narwhal. You fucked that one, too.
Yep.
I'm so sorry.
She it's can't beat her. We can't beat her. Okay.
We forgive you, Narwhal. Yeah, with your so size 11 feet. Yes, room 114.
Yes. Room 114?
Room 114.
I have 114.
Sir, it's the 14th room. What is that room?
What room are you in?
The 14th room. My wife is staying there. I must contact her.
What's the name?
I do not have the name on the room, sir. She is an estranged wife. She has changed her name.
We don't have room 114 here, sir.
Sir, room 14. The 14th room. What do your rooms begin with?
We don't have 14th room here.
What do your rooms begin with?
I cannot tell you.
Sir, I am calling from the corporate office. I need this information immediately.
I don't have room 14 here.
Sir, what do your rooms begin with? If you do not tell me, I will fire you on the spot.
Who can fire me?
I will fire you. My name is Ron Newman. I'm calling from corporate headquarters. Sir. You will tell me now what your rooms begin with.
Rooms begin with 101.
Transfer me to room 101.
So we don't have nobody at 101.
Where is the first occupant of the motel tonight? I must perform a customer survey.
Can you hold 1 minute?
Yes. Sir.
Where is this guy?
That's a good question. Huh. Don't you giggle, Narwhal. You
I didn't.
You made
I
a
said,
noise.
Ah.
You made a noise.
A bug attacking.
I will kick you this conference, I swear to God.
But then everyone's going to get mad.
They are.
Nobody will get mad.
I did it once, I'll do it again. God damn it.
I'll say you have a small penis again.
She will. She will. And I don't even have half-op in IRC to ban her. Or kick her, rather.
And I would do that as well. Repeat.
I've been banned once.
I know.
That was fun.
And banned you. And banned you. Can you remember that?
Dude, if you really want to fuck with them, tell them you're calling from the Burger King next door.
Sir, I'm from the Burger King corporate headquarters.
What the fuck is this guy?
They're probably recording it.
They are probably recording it. Queuing up some Radiohead tracks to end the show with.
Alright, call this last one.
Do not tell me what to do, John Holloman. It's like, paste the number, please.
The end. Stop messaging me. Holy shit.
The end. You are Dutch. Stop speaking to us. We are American. Sir.
Good evening, Motel 6.
114, please. I am the king.
114?
Yes, immediately. It is a family emergency.
We don't have anybody in room 114.
Sir, it is the first guest that you have. I must be transferred to them.
Why can't I change my goddamn colors?
You're calling at Motel 6.
Yes, Motel 6, sir. Transfer me to the first occupied room. I must speak with them. It is a family emergency, and I am the king.
What is the name?
Sir, I do not have the name. I am not a member of the family.
Sir, I have
sir,
to
their
have
son
a...
was eaten by wolves. I do not have time to speak with you.
I need to know the name of the person, sir. Or room number, 114th number. There is nobody occupying
it. Sir, I am actually from the corporate headquarters. My name is Ron Newman. You've done a fantastic job of protecting your guests tonight.
Thank you.
All right, give me another one. I'll let you do this. I'm done.
All right.
They were still on the line, and in fact, they still are. I'll hang up on them. There we go.
They're going to record it.
Record
it. They're going to record it. Damn. I'm trying to get my colors going here.
You have to click colors underneath the chat
button. Shut up, I'm not in whatever that one is.
If you're in IRSSI, you hit Control-C, and then any number from, I believe, 0 to 7.
See, it does it once.
And then what? Type in tits. Yeah, hit Control-C, and then a number. Hello?
Yes, Model 6?
My name is John Holloman. Wait a moment.
Hi, this is John Holloman. Can I be transferred... Yeah, can I be transferred to room 114, please?
One moment.
Yes!
Oh, she did it.
Yeah, I didn't think she would.
Do you have an idea here? Or...
Hey, honey.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, sweetie? You doing
not a lot.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. This is John Hall, and I'm calling from the front desk. Ron, stop sexually harassing her.
Hey, babe.
Pardon?
Yeah, babe, stop. What's going on? You feeling all right
nothing.
Tonight?
Yeah,
how are you
I'm
doing?
Okay.
When did you check in, sweetie?
Who is this?
This is your boy.
Hmm?
It's your boy, Reggie. Trying to get all up in that, you know what I mean?
Have we met?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When?
Oh,
when?
Many times.
Then you have the wrong room number.
Oh, no. Who is this? What's your name?
My name's Deb.
Yeah, Deb. I know Deb.
I don't think you do.
Come on, sweetie. Honey, baby. Honey, baby. Sweetie.
When was the last time I saw you?
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, you have the wrong number.
I'm trying to get all up in that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have the wrong number.
You like that? You like that shit? She said, like, hello, sweetie, so I just figured roll with it, but I don't know. Let's call that one back and see if we can get another room, and I'll let you take this. I just keep fucking with people. I'm bored.
It's okay, but I think we're all bored. I'm trying to... It only lets me do it once.
Good evening, Moto 6. Can I help you?
Yeah, 113, please.
130?
130. I said 113.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 114. And who the person we were looking for?
I don't actually have a name on that. I was just told 113 is what I need to call. It's actually a business associate. I really need to speak with them.
One moment, because right now we're dealing with a policy that someone called. Just verify the person on the room.
Ma'am, it's a business partner. I really need to speak with them. I don't have a name. I just have a meeting place and a number.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry, I cannot give you.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question? Ma'am. 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 I wanted to ask how many fingers. All right.
Clay, you're a Amish person. You shouldn't be asking questions like that.
I know. He asks questions, and he's hanging out at the library and shit. His parents finally let him out of the fields. He was harvesting their crops.
Damn you, Clay.
Damn you, Clay, and your crops.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
What?
What?
What did you say?
I fixed it.
I thought you said elephants. I was like, all right. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kick Narwhal out now.
Why?
Because you're...
You can't do shit without your dick.
Yeah, and your image is dumb. It's of a narwhal, and it's happy.
Okay, I'll change it.
Change it right now.
I am.
Change it to a picture of my penis.
I don't have that.
Send her a picture of your penis.
So I'll be on the way.
There we go.
Something good.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm not upset with that.
Well, guys, I think we're actually going to have to draw the show to an end here now. We're going to have to close things up. It's getting pretty late.
But Clay's going to report you.
Yeah. He's just jealous because he doesn't have a microphone to use Skype because his parents won't let him use the internet. Yep. They don't even have electricity or, like, indoor plumbing. He was telling me the one day that they have this outhouse, right? And they can't actually drain it out because vacuums are against their religion. So there's no way to pump the feces and the urine out of the outhouse. So it just sits there for years. It's pretty gross.
Sounds pretty normal to me.
Yeah, I mean,
wait,
it's
you mean that's not normal?
No, it's not.
Weird.
I know, I agree. But yeah, guys, thanks for listening. We didn't get too many listeners tonight, but I think we did pretty well. We had some good calls. As always, the archive will be uploaded uncut, unedited, to Tabachi's server at tabachi.phonelosers.us/science.
We should make a new Facebook page for science.
I agree that we should. I am actually going to close out with a little bit of music here for you.
Can I say one more thing?
Go for it.
All right, everybody tweet Mr. Technical Difficulty. And try to get him to come on our Friday show, because that'd be really cool.
Oh, and everybody congratulate Narwhal on being inducted into the faggot gang.
She hasn't given me a blowjob yet. She's
well,
in the faggot gang.
It's too late. I've already made her an honorary faggot.
Yeah. That's right.
Burn.
This is very upsetting.
Your penis shall stay dry, Ice Goose.
You're a motherfucker.
I know. I am. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
I'm a bad person. Anyway, we're going to switch to music now. Enjoy.
birth of the morning, I keep forgetting the smell of the warm summer air. I live in a town where you can't smell a thing.